What better way than to get out there and use our knowledge and our expertise to help those that don't have access or have poor access? I think a lot of students maybe don't know or never been involved in service in the community. And so not only is it a way for them to experience that, but also it gives them experience in working with people, you know, who are underserved or who have different disabilities. And it gets them more confident working with various populations as well.
We sit down with Suzanne O'Neill. She's a physical therapist who also works with the Special Olympics. We got her on the show to talk about that relationship and maybe how you can get involved with this fantastic initiative, working with some great athletes. Episode brought to you, as always, by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction, rehabilitation training, and the equipment you need to apply it. Online at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, another episode today. I love talking about stuff like this. It gets me fired up as we come on to another Olympic year. We had Chuck Aoki, who was the captain of the U.S. wheelchair rugby team. We had him on a little while ago, and I confessed to Chuck. I'm an Olympics geek, and so anytime that Olympics and sport and physical therapy can come together, I am super psyched about that. So that's what we're getting into today with this episode. On the show, assistant professor in the PT program at Midwestern University, neuro nerd and huge proponent of the community service, that's self-described, is Suzanne O'Neill. Welcome to the program, Suzanne.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy, for having me.
I forget where I saw. I think it was like Twitter or online, which is where I always find stuff and things to delve into. And you were doing something really, really great with something that's near and dear to not only my heart, obviously your heart, but the profession's heart. You're a clinical director for Special Olympics Arizona.
Yes. So one of them, there's a few of us in the state that help put on the Special Olympics Fun Fitness, and we do it every year, and it's been an amazing experience.
Yeah. All right. So Special Olympics, people know the name, but let's not make sure we skip over that. So, you know, describe Special Olympics. Who's involved from your end in terms of people who volunteer and help put on? And then the most important part, the athletes.
Yeah. So Special Olympics, you know, I'm sure most people know, is a large international sports competition that people with intellectual disabilities can participate in. And so in Arizona, we have a large organization that puts on various events throughout the year. Our biggest event is the fall and summer games, which is a statewide games. So that's awesome. And so there's many people behind the scenes in Arizona. Arizona has its own Arizona Special Olympics chapter. And then within that is the Healthy Athletes program, which the specific reason that they developed the Healthy Athletes program was back in the day, in the late 90s, they realized that, you know, people with intellectual disabilities, either they have just poor access to healthcare for various reasons. And so Special Olympics, with a very, very generous contribution from a philanthropist, started this Healthy Athletes program to give and provide healthcare to the athletes with intellectual disabilities, which is awesome. And then it's grown, and it has almost all the healthcare professions you can think of, from PT to audiology. There's vision, so optometry, there's dentistry, there's even emotional well-being and sports physical exams, and it just encompasses a comprehensive health screen for these athletes, which is amazing, and free to them.
That's great. Yeah. I guess I never thought about that those individuals with intellectual disabilities might have poor access to healthcare, and what a great way to slide in and say, hey, if you're involved in this great program that is Special Olympics, let's make sure you have access to all those things, and you do it both at once.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Why is community service so important, you know, to you, and why do you think it's so important in the profession of PT?
So personally, I just think as a healthcare professional, it's one of our code of conduct. You know, we have altruism, and we have social responsibility and service to the community. So what better way than to get out there and use our knowledge and our expertise to help, you know, those that don't have access or have poor access. So I'm personally involved because of, you know, I just have personal interest in that. Plus, being an assistant professor, what better way than to start our students out with that mindset and get them excited? I think a lot of students maybe don't know or never, you know, been involved in service in the community. And so not only is it a way for them to experience that and be like, oh my God, this rocks, this is fun, and I'm helping, and it makes me feel good, but also it gives them experience in working with people who have, you know, who are underserved or who have different disabilities, and it gets them more confident working with various populations as well.
Yeah, I love that. And so me coming from a background of communications, right? Many times people have said, PT should buy a Super Bowl commercial so we can let everybody know what we do. And I was like, well, here's the problem with that. What are you going to put in the commercial, right? So this is where I flip it and I go, what you're doing with the Special Olympics, the Fun Fitness PT screenings, to me, that's way more impactful and will transmit the message of value of what PTs can do way better than 100 Super Bowl commercials.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
So let's get to your superhero origin story. How did you get involved with the Special Olympics? And then we'll go into like, what are the Special Olympics Fun Fitness PT screenings? So we'll go your story and then kind of walk us through like the real tactical stuff of what do you actually do?
Well, I started off my involvement in Special Olympics. I was a PT student, and I was in one of my clinical rotations, and my CI, and this was back in Florida, my CI happened to be a clinical director. And so back, you know, she was asking for volunteers. And of course, you know, being the person I am, I wanted to volunteer. And that's when I first got involved in Special Olympics. And through that, I just kept up with it every year. And then eventually trained to become a clinical director. And that carried over. So when I moved into Arizona, I carried over and started getting involved in Special Olympics Arizona. And then it's been, gosh, I started in 2006. So it's been 13 years since I started doing this. And I love it.
That's awesome. That's a great story. All right, so let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's get to the PT stuff. Yeah. What actually goes into the Special Olympics Fun Fitness PT screenings when you get to work with those athletes?
So athletes come in, we have a section dedicated Fun Fitness, and there's four main areas that we take the athletes through for screening. So it's flexibility, it's functional strength, it's aerobic capacity, and balance. And so within each of these sections, athletes go through a variety of things. For instance, flexibility, we'll check their hamstring length, we'll check their dorsiflexion flexibility. We'll check their hip flexor flexibility. So they just go through these screenings in all four categories. And then at the end, we kind of have like an education checkout table where they get a report card. And on the report card are these general exercises for each of the categories. So PTs will circle the exercises. They'll be good for them. They'll get on the mat. They'll show them the exercises. The athletes will do and they love it and they get excited. And so, and then we give them some things to take home, whether it be TheraBand or some other materials that they can use. And usually we see the same athletes, you know, every year. And so we'll ask, hey, how's it going? How's your exercise program going? It's a really fun environment.
That sounds great. That's really, really awesome. I love the fact that it's all encompassing. And you mentioned at the top of the show that other healthcare professionals are involved. Is there any crossover that you guys get to work with the other, you know, you mentioned PT, but you also mentioned mental health and some of the other disciplines?
We don't have a lot of interplay just because each discipline has its own section. And so there, and we're all just, we're usually busy throughout the day. So we're kind of just trying to get through our own thing. But we do, every once in a while, we're usually next to podiatry and they have their Fit Feet screening. So sometimes they'll bring over some PT students so the PT students can help out with some gait assessments that they're doing over there. So that's kind of cool. They get a little interplay right there.
Yeah, that is great. And you mentioned some students. So who else is involved in the screenings? I'm guessing how you got involved, being a student that was brought into it by a clinical instructor. You're in a PT program at Midwestern University. I'm hoping some PT students are involved along with other clinicians.
Yes. And in fact, most of our screenings are run by PT students. So we get in Arizona, we have four PT schools in our area. And so we have plenty of student involvement. So we get a good number, probably 30 to 40 students that come help out with the screenings. And then we just have our licensed clinicians there to supervise to make sure everything is going the way it should. So the students are really driving our screenings, which is awesome because it gives them a lot of hands-on experience.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's newstep.com. Online at newstep.com.
This is the PT Pinecast.
If you're looking for education past your physical therapy, therapy degree, look no further than Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning. You can find out more at brooksihl.org. Continuing education along with residencies and fellowships. Residencies in orthopedics, geriatrics, women's health, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports, and a fellowship opportunity as well. So look into it if you're looking to expand your knowledge base. brooksihl.org.
And we're back.
Let's get back to the show.
So talk about the athletes. Talk about the real focus of the Special Olympics. You know, what sports do they get to really interact and play with? And maybe tell me a story or two about, you know, why you keep doing it.
So athletes, it depends on the games, but I mean, the sports range from, gosh, you name it. They've got bocce ball, they got softball, swimming, football, track and field sports. So the sports really vary depending on the time of year and where we're going. But what brings me back, and I think what brings a lot of students back, is the athletes truly love the screenings. They love the interactions, and they just they kind of like the competition side where, you know, like one screening, you have to do as many sit-ups as you can in a minute, and they love that, and they try to bust out as many as they can. And so the smiles, the laughing, I mean, it's just amazing. There's high fives all around. There's hugs all around. And that, it makes me want to tear up right now. That truly is the highlight of my profession.
I bet. Yeah. How many years do you say you've been doing this?
So I started in 06, so 13.
That's great. And always in the same location, or you get to travel around? Or the athletes get to hit some different locations in Arizona?
So we typically stay in the same locations for the summer and fall games. We've done some smaller regional things, so sometimes we'll go to different cities. We went to Sedona recently. So it just depends on the needs and where we go. We'll be traveling to Tucson in February, so some of the smaller games we get to travel around the state.
That's great. All right, so the big question, if someone out there is still listening to us talk about this and they're nodding along, how does someone get involved? How do they jump in?
I'd say most states have the Healthy Athletes Program. There's still a few states that are trying to get into it, but the states with the Fun Fitness programs, the best way is every state will have their own state website for Special Olympics. So I would just Google Special Olympics and their state, get on that website, and then try to find the Healthy Athletes or Fun Fitness link. Click on that, and usually there should be a either a contact information or somewhere where they can volunteer.
All right. So you said you're a neuro nerd. That's self-proclaimed. I didn't just tag that on her, everybody. Huge proponent of community service. We mentioned that. And so talk about, you know, what you get to do at Midwestern University.
So I teach the neuro rehab content here in the program. So neuro 1, 2, and 3. And we also have a clinic on campus. So I get
Great.
To work a little bit, dabble, and keep my skills up to par. So I'll do a lot of that as well.
That's cool. And
yeah.
A little birdie told me that you're an endurance junkie with your with your Instagram handle, try hard eight.
I am, yes.
And you said that during racing or during training, you have some of your best ideas. I'm the same way. It's when you can turn off that active part of your brain when you're zoned out.
Yep.
And when you're out there for 3-4 hours on a bike, you better be thinking about something or else you'll go crazy. What's something you've thought of, or like research ideas while you're doing that, or what?
Oh, everything and all. In fact, my most recent one is coming up in 2 weeks. So I was on I forget what it was doing, probably a long run. And I had thought about how can I get students and, you know, learning more about adaptive sports, because we have an awesome adaptive sports facility here in Phoenix called Ability 360. And so I was like, well, you learn best by doing. So last year I organized a wheelchair basketball tournament. I called it the PT School Duel and invited the four
Great.
PT schools in the area to. So it was so popular that Ability 360 invited us back. And so in 2 weeks, we're doing that again, where we have 6 teams from the various PT schools, and they're going to go head to head in a wheelchair basketball tournament.
Awesome.
So it's awesome to watch.
That's
really
great.
Is.
That's awesome. That's cool. All right.
Yeah.
You ready for 3 questions?
Oh, gosh, sure.
Here we go.
On the hot seat with 3 questions on the PT Pinecast.
3 questions brought to you by our longtime supporters of the show, Arius Medical Staffing. They find PTs and PTAs jobs. That's pretty much it. But they've been doing it for a couple decades. Anywhere in the 50 U.S. states, any setting that you want, you know, whether you're a self-proclaimed neuro nerd, ortho, inpatient, outpatient, whatever you want, positions all over this country. Check them out online at AURUSmedical.com. People say, like, well, not Hawaii, not Alaska. No. I know someone who's in a position in Alaska right now because of it. So AURUSmedical.com. Suzanne, first question is a where question. If you were given carte blanche and go anywhere in the 50 U.S. states, where would you go?
in the 50 states?
Yeah.
I'll go to Alaska.
Heck, I've never been there,
and I heard it's awesome.
And the thing is that that comes up so often is people are often surprised of how often there are actually positions and the variety in places like Alaska, but it's all over. Montana, the Dakotas, you want oceans, mountain, beaches, whatever, they got you covered. So look online, AURUSmedical.com. Second question is a what question. What's something you've watched, listened to, or read, a movie, a book, a podcast that inspired you?
Now I need some time for this one.
That's all right. Just any book that you're like, you know, this is selfishly, I ask this question so I can stack up my reading list or my Netflix queue or whatever. I'm just always looking for good things that just give me a little juice.
Do you know, the only thing that popped in my head immediately was it's not a book. I read textbooks and that's probably the extent of my reading, but I watched the movie Gleason.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
I have seen that movie.
Oh my God. So I don't know why it just inspired me so much, but so Gleason, for those that don't know, is the story of Steve Gleason, who played for the New Orleans Saints and then ended up self-documenting his journey when he started to have interesting symptoms in his hand and he ended up getting diagnosed with ALS. And so he just did this video documentary on his life.
Yeah.
And it just, as a PT, gave us an inside view of the family dynamics, the goods, the bads, the tears, the joy. And it just really, it's those stories that make me understand what the patient is going through. So hopefully my care is better.
Yeah. Well, we had a chance 2 years ago to throw a party with Team Gleason at CSM in New Orleans.
That's amazing.
And Blair Casey, the executive director down there, is actually a good friend of the show. He hops on every once in a while. So the fact that you mentioned that movie unsolicited, I wholly support that suggestion.
Oh God, that's amazing.
Last question is a who question. Who is someone the audience should know more about? Maybe someone who's in the profession or in the Special Olympics arena who's doing great things that the audience should look up and follow.
I can't think of one specific person. It's just like specific organizations that I think need just highlighting. Like, you know, people should be more aware of all the research coming out, say, you know, through Michael J. Fox or the Davis Finney Foundation. They're doing amazing behind the scenes work and support for Parkinson's disease research, which I think is worth mentioning. But I also think that some of the lesser supported diagnoses like Guillain-Barré, you know, those types of things, I feel like people need to be a little bit more aware. And so hopefully we get a little bit more highlighting of those diagnoses that need just as much support as, you know, the big names.
Yeah.
that are pumping in the money. So
that's perfect.
Probably all I can think about.
That's great. All right. You're off the hot seat. That's three questions. I'm not going to throw any more at you.
That was hard. The hardest part of the interview.
I know. Look at that. Again, brought to you by our friends at RS Medical Staffing. So thinking about, you know, if you're graduating, if you're a PT student or a seasoned professional and you want to tour the country and get paid to work in cool places, AURUSmedical.com is where they have a list of what they can do for you. Again, AURUSmedical.com. All right, last thing we do on the show is your parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. Rock Tape is more than just a tape company. They're a movement company, bringing you not only the world's finest kinesiology tape, but movement courses to help you get your patients moving stronger, longer. Make sure to check out your medical provider pricing right now at rocktape.com/medical. That's rocktape.com/medical to get your hands on Rock Tape, Rock Blades, Rock Pods, and Rock Floss. Again, rocktape.com/medical. That is rocktape.com/medical. It's a parting shot, Suzanne, really is your last chance for a mic drop moment. Maybe like a soapbox that you get on with your students or something like that, since you are in academics. What's one thing you want to leave the audience with today as your parting shot?
Well, I will say, I guess my parting shot in pertaining to this topic that we talked about in terms of your social responsibility and community service is I want people to know that community service, you probably get just as much out of it as the person or people that you're helping.
Love that. That's perfect. Follow her online on Twitter, PT Suzanne and the number one, or on Instagram at tryhard8. Love talking with you. Appreciate you taking some time out. And thanks for doing what you do for the profession with a great organization like Special Olympics Arizona.
Well, thanks for spreading the word.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet.
ptpinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Hi, I'm Alexa. You can now hear PT Pinecast using me. Just say, "Hey Alexa, launch PT Pinecast." Or you could be nice and try saying please for once.
What? Is being polite dead these days?
To hear episodes, just say, "Hey Alexa, launch PT Pinecast."
Maybe throw in a please at the end.